News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the first presidential debate took place last night, moderated by our own Kieran Cuddihy, between Catherine Connolly, Jim Gavin and Heather Humphreys, with neutrality, Gaza and the purpose of the Irish flag among the main topics of discussion. But who came out on top? Alison O'Connor, journalist, broadcaster and commentator, joins us. Good morning to you, Alison. Thank you for joining us. Did you have a winner among the three in your head?
Being honest, Ciara, no. I didn't. I suppose it's easier. I'm not sure whether you stayed up to watch
I
it.
I did.
Given how early you have to get up in the morning. I wondered halfway through how many viewers were still viewing who weren't political anoraks or didn't have to watch it. And even for us political anoraks, there were times when it was difficult to keep concentrating on it. I suppose it just struck me as three people who were sitting around a table presenting their own thoughts and answering questions. There wasn't any great interaction, or going back to what you guys were talking about just a few minutes ago, nothing that you'd be kind of have gossiping on the sides with your friends on text. Do you know what I mean?
No, there was nothing juicy, was there?
There was nothing at all juicy, appreciating it's their first debate. But for people who were hoping that this was the moment when the debate was going to take off, they would have been presidential campaign, that was going to take off. They would have been sorely disappointed. And I suppose more generally, it's just we do like a good election. It does get people engaged. But the way it's going so far, you know, it's early days, as we keep hearing from the political parties. But you just do worry about what it'll all mean for turnout at the end of the day.
I can't imagine it being particularly high. A few things. Jim Gavin certainly attempted to step up. Obviously, he's not familiar with political debate. He's not a politician up until now. This is his first kind of hat in the ring. He did try. He fired some shots at Catherine Connolly.
He did. And I was at his launch on Sunday and in Dublin, and that went very well. And we definitely saw an improved candidate there. And it was very slickly handled by Fianna Fáil. And afterwards, Jim made a point of his amateur status. He said, "This is all new to me. I'm not a politician." You know, the fact that he's finding his way. But I don't know. I mean, we're in such a social media age, and the fact that, again, as you were discussing earlier, you know, a 10-year-old could pick up a phone and make a pretty competent video or be more comfortable behind a camera. Yes, without a doubt, he is growing into the campaign and he's improving. But we're still left wondering whether he's going to reach that bar. I mean, there were moments last night he did tackle Catherine Connolly on the military complex, this whole idea, which
because the industrial military complex, several times.
And I thought he was good when he spoke about himself wearing the flak jacket, the blue helmet, and his peacekeeping role. But there was a lot of, I suppose, just on a minor technical point, you saw his hands a lot. And when you're watching somebody's sort of body language, you're not necessarily listening to what they're saying.
Did Catherine Connolly dominate over the other two a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, there was a sense, and I mean, again, when you're not timing it yourself, there was a sense that she got a lot of time. Catherine is an exceptionally accomplished debater. She is very used to that studio, for starters, very used to mixing it. And I think Catherine's supporters will have been very pleased with how she performed. But again, that it opened and so early on, these comments on the industrial military complex and that, where she's explaining. And I think to people who are wondering about that and not sure, I'm not sure whether they would have found those answers satisfactory. A lot of her contributions were quite thoughtful, but maybe some people who, as I said, are not already supporters.
Sure.
Did she get more people on her side? I'm not sure about that.
Did she underperform Heather Humphreys?
Yeah, I think Heather, to me, had a slight quality from the off. I mean, she improved as they all gave opening statements at the start and used an auto cue. Heather, you could see, was a little uncomfortable at the start with that. She grew into it. Similarly with the programme, but she did have a bit of a Bambi caught in the headlights quality throughout, I felt. Never entirely comfortable. One of the major pluses Heather has going for her is sort of the warmth of her personality. That didn't necessarily come across at all. And I don't think at any time there were times when you had the other two candidates, Catherine and Jim, mixing it a little bit. And Jim did stumble a bit on those comments. Catherine Connolly came after him on his comments on Gaza and the unfortunate comments or the way he worded them in terms of Israel's military operation. But Heather was a sort of a lone island, really, in the middle. And I think Fine Gael will have been disappointed with that. Maybe glad that if it's going to happen, that it's happening early doors.
If it's any consolation to them, I watched it with a teenager and I asked him at the end who he thought one, and he said, I think maybe the one in the middle, he didn't, which would have been Heather Humphreys, because she stuttered and stammered less than the other two. And I said, but what about what they actually said, any of them? And he said, oh God, that was all the same. That was his take on it.
Yeah, well, funnily enough, I watched it with a first-time voter, and
he's 19; he can vote too.
Well, yeah, and who is searching for, who's looking forward to voting and not feeling very inspired so far, and actually thought that on performance terms would have given it to Catherine Connolly.
All right, look, we shall no doubt be coming back to the presidential debate and where the candidates are at. But thank you very much for joining us on that first debate this morning. That is Alison O'Connor, their journalist, broadcaster, and commentator.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.